do you become a well-known actor in Hollywood? Well, that's what Jack had to figure out, but it was his dream to head west and make a go of it on screen. His adventurous and humorous story is today's edition on The American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McRae.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McRae is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Prepare for the future of ag technology at Farm Journal Media's Ag Tech Expo, December 3rd through the 5th in Indianapolis. Whether you're a novice or a tech-savvy early adapter, Ag Tech is your go-to source for the latest in the industry. Customize your event experience and gain a competitive edge with more than 25 educational breakout sessions focused on precision ag, using data, machinery and iron, and sustainable technology. Grower and retailer registrations only $99. Sign up today at www.farmjournalagtechexpo.com.
You might have to scroll a ways to find Jack Stallman's name in the credits, but he's been on TV shows and commercials you have seen.
I did Days of Our Lives, then I did the Cold Case episode. I was a wimpy park ranger, not typecasting, because I'm a manly man.
That's just a few of the small roles he had in Hollywood. It was fun, but perhaps less glamorous than he envisioned.
The Cold Case stuff, the Days of Our Lives stuff, it was stand on the X, say the line how the director wants you to say it. Okay, now we'll cut. We'll reset the lights for a different camera angle. That can take 45 minutes, an hour if we're outside.
And while you're waiting, you, of course,
go to your trailer, which always sounds really exciting, right, when you hear that in the TV and stuff. Well, if you're just a guest star, co-star, whatever, you get a sliver of a trailer. I remember my Cold Case trailer. I could touch both sides of my space.
Jack actually did some production work in L.A., which he loved, but it often required him to put up his own money for such projects, which is hard to do when you're just starting out.
I could see that the stars were not aligning for me to be an A-list star. I think I could have really toughed it out and been that guy, kind of a complimentary player. But at one point, I was just like, this isn't fun. That was actually a great realization. Looking back on it, at the time I was panicked.
It was good because he knew he needed to do something other than acting. So what is he doing now? Well, you may have seen or heard him, and he's got just one more story about someone we all know from Hollywood. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Fargo, North Dakota. I'm Andrew McRae.